This is Twit.
Hey, Leo and Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm good. Welcome.
Hey, I've been running in a circle about this, but I'm relocating down to Uruguay.
Oh,
in South America, and I'm trying to figure out how to get the TVs and stuff. I'll have a friend or a sister located here. So I'm bouncing between, like, the Apple TVs, the Rokus, Slingbox, TiVo. You know, I want to be able to do Amazon Prime and all that stuff. But I'm not sure what's blocked by the IP address. I had that happen to me when I was down there once for ESPN. I could do it live
on
the Internet.
That's right. You're going to have the same issue with Netflix. Netflix will say, oh, I'm sorry, you're watching in Uruguay. You can't.
What about Apple TV and all that? It all works the same.
Well, Apple TV will work because it's using standard Internet protocols. What might not work is various channels on there.
Mm.
So are you relocating permanently?
Yeah, I'll be coming back a lot, but mostly, yeah, we'll be down there permanently.
Because if you had, for instance, a house here with a cable subscription, you could probably get a lot of the shows you want by using HBO Go. If you're a Comcast customer, they actually have a remote TV application that lets you use it anywhere on the Internet. HBO Go might not if you're using – well, see, the thing is you log in with HBO Go with a Comcast to your American cable company. So I think that's how they justify it. Ah, Scooter X says he's checked. Netflix is in Uruguay now. There's a Latin American version of Netflix, so that's good news. You'll get the limited Uruguay catalog.
Oh, great. I'll understand.
It won't be the same.
Little English in my life.
Yeah. This is, by the way, you know, the Internet has changed the world, but the problem is the world's not changing as fast as the Internet does. So especially when you're talking about books, music, and movies. The publishing rights to movies are owned in each country by different companies often, and some of them say it's okay to stream them, some of them say it's not. So Netflix, Apple, Amazon's Kindle, they're all limited by the deals that that particular country has with the publishers. So,
you're pretty much telling me I need to set up a TiVo here with a friend and then slingbox it down there?
That would be one way to do it. A lot of people do that. I know a lot of people in Mexico, for instance, do that. You can also, you might be able to get a satellite dish set up. I think you're farther enough south of the equator, you probably can't. But maybe you should find out. I mean, there's got to be people in Uruguay who figured this out.
You know what? I've gone all through the Internet. There's only 3.8 million people there, so there's not as many bloggers.
You'll be the first. You could take over the country.
You also have the issue with Xboxes, ones as well.
Right.
Xbox doesn't support down there either.
A lot of this stuff is region encoded, and this has to do with this fact that the Internet has made us global, but these companies, they're still very national.